Add three.
10.
Add one.
11.
Two more.
13.
Subtract two.
11.
Excuse me, subtract one.
13 and one. 12.
Add two.
14.
Add six.
20.
Add seven.
27.
Plus three.
30.
Add 10.
40.
Four more.
44.
50 and 20.
70.
90 and 10.
100.
800 and 200.
1,000.
If we have a group of men, or let's say a number of anything, this would be the third. So this would be the
first.
And this would be the
second.
And this would be the
fifth.
And this would be the
sixth.
This is an
M.
This is
N.
You were very careful with those.
No.
First month in the year is
January.
Second month?
February.
Fourth month?
April.
If something is good, but something else is two times as good, you might say, well, that's good, but this is just
better.
How much better?
A lot better.
Well, it's just two times as good.
A little better. No. this is good, and this is fairly. No, let's see.
Would you ever say twice as good?
Twice as good. Mm-hmm. Thought you wanted me to use better, though.
If something happens, well, let's say, referring to something wearing out, let us say it doesn't wear out slowly, but it happens very suddenly. You might say, the thing just wore out
all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Or, it fell apart.
Just like that.
Or, it came apart.
In the seams.
Let's put it this way. A car is going down the road, and suddenly the tires blow out, the fenders fall off, and the motor explodes. Simultaneously. And someone might say to you, did this happen slowly? And you'd probably answer, no, it didn't happen slowly. It happened
all at once.
Mm-hmm. There I was interested in all at once or all two once. Seldom get all two once. I didn't expect it, but, you know.
He'd say that.
How hard are you?
I'm just kidding.
How high are your ceilings here?
10 feet. What? 8 feet, maybe. 9 feet. He was trying to see if I was going to say 10 foot.
Were you after that?
Yeah.
You were after that?
Of course, it wasn't in good context here. I would have had it buried in the other part if I'd expected it.
No, because I'm very conscious of that. There are very few people, and there are a lot of well-educated people who say, 10 foot ceiling.
That is happening, though. It's happening through the trades.
He's 10 foot high?
It's 10 foot across.
Man, you didn't have a 10 foot pole to touch it, so you got
you
one that was 5 feet
to
two and 1 4 by.
Or a man in the trade without them using that, and you will find educated men who have been to college, who are in the construction business, who will say that, because it is an accepted method of measurement. And I say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 feet, and John will say, no, it's, you mean it's 10 foot?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, days now. The day after Monday is